Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about cryptocurrency, a cashless society, and biblical prophecy. How do they integrate together? What are the essences of that? Are we on the fast track for that? Are we on the fast track for a cashless society today? I believe we are. In just a moment, we're going to take our next caller. But first of all, let me say this. There are 2 major things that must take place. Listen carefully. 2 things, not more than 2. There are 2 things that must take place before the Antichrist can control the entire globe. Number one is to have some type identifier, some type chip, some type way to identify each individual. That is through the global pandemic that we've had across the nation of America and around the globe today, the world gladly, passionately pushing for a vaccine for all citizens. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not accidental. This has been the absolute something that I say has been demonically orchestrated to introduce the COVID pass, that is the COVID chip, that will be traceable, and every individual's data will be available through the electronic mark, the electronic chip, that mark that will be part of the supposed protection for us as citizens. Now, in Israel, as I speak, you're required to have a COVID pass to be able to do anything. You cannot have a job. You cannot buy or sell or trade in Israel today. They're enforcing the COVID pass, the COVID chip, the COVID vaccination, if you please. And that's spreading globally, where every nation is now doing that very thing. Don't you dare think that America is not going to follow. America will follow in that same footsteps. Ultimately, in the very near future, Americans will be required, be demanded, be forced by either local, state, or federal governmental agencies to receive the chip. Without the chip, you will not be able to get on a plane. You'll not be able to buy, sell, or trade. Now, that's part of it. But the second part of that is, ladies and gentlemen, in that chip, having all of your currency loaded into that chip, all of your cash, all that you think that you have saved will have to be embedded in that chip for you to be able to buy, sell, or trade from that chip. Without that, you will not be able to do so. I believe we have Dan on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. There's so many
glad
points.
To have you call.
There's so many points that need to be brought out on this. I would suspect behind the scene, America is forcing the issue around the world to go to cashless in order to set us up to it. But in reality, we already are there. The government deposits pension funds. Look at your IRS returns. You can get it in your bank account, deposited. Look at your unemployment assistance program. It was deposited in your credit account. In California a couple years back, they did not deposit the EBT money into the accounts of the welfare recipients. 9 days later, they were ready to riot. Then the California government put the money in the bank. It was a test. How far can we push the people with the inability to buy and sell? What would they accept? So the test was, 9 days later, they were facing riots. Put that on a world scale. We are now seeing people willingly take the COVID shot, not knowing what's in it, not knowing what it could do, down the road what could happen. The sheeple are absolutely controlled, not only in America, but around the world. And as you say, it's called cause and effect. If I cause this and I get this effect, if it's positive, good. If it's negative, of course, bad. All I have to do to solve it is to change what I caused. And that is exactly what we're seeing live in the world today. They're still doing cause and effect worldwide. They know what they're doing, and they know how to get there.
Dan, you're exactly right. And if I can tie up the loose ends for our listeners and for each of us in our communication today, you're exactly right. We have been easing into a cashless society for quite some time now. And as you said, just about everything that we do, in most companies, larger companies, the paycheck for the employee is not even written in a check. It is electronically deposited in their bank account. Everything we've been doing in the past 20-25 years has been gradually getting us to this ultimate point of the finality of a cashless society. But here's one element that is still missing that they are working on frantically in Washington as I speak, and that is to remove all greenbacks, remove all cash, all coins, anything that's caused that you would have in your pocket, your purse that you call yours, that you can spend it as you please. You can put it on the counter, pick up what you want, buy it and walk out. That is about to dramatically change with a tectonic shift because as I'm speaking, the lawmakers, I'm looking at an article here that says U.S. lawmakers introduced cryptocurrency while under the coronavirus quarantine. And it goes on to talk about the bill defines crypto commodity, cryptocurrency, crypto security. It proposes the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC, to be primary regulator of all currency, commodities and financial crimes enforcement network, and the controller of the currency to be regulators of the cryptocurrencies and securities exchange commission. And it goes on and on. This article says it's crucial that Americans remains the global leader in cryptocurrency. As this technology spreads to the emerging markets, the United States can continue to guide the development of cryptocurrency, noting that Americans cannot afford to sit on the sideline with this one. Must go forward, and we must do it now. That's in the push. And I'm looking at article after article after article where that's being introduced, reintroduced, and as I understand it, in the initial stimulus $1.9 trillion bill, whether they've removed it or not in the final stages of it, I do not know. I've tried to research that and cannot find the answer. But I understand that in the midst of the $1.9 trillion stimulus bill, 586-page bill, that embedded in that was the inauguration of cryptocurrency by Yellen in the U.S. Treasury Department. And so you're exactly right, brother. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the subject of cryptocurrency, cashless society, and prophecy. Does that fit into prophecy? Listen very carefully. There's coming a time, and the Bible says it, God said it, that settles it. You can reject it if you like. You can believe it if you won't, but it doesn't change the future of where we're going globally and how it will affect us here in the United States of America. That is that the Bible says that it's coming a day after the rapture of the church that you can't buy, sell, trade, you can't rent, you can't own an apartment, just as in China now with the yuan, that is the E-Y-U-A-N, that's their cashless currency. They started working on that in 2014, and they've just, in the past 18 months, they've just introduced it on a national basis in China. And it's backed, listen, the difference between what they're doing in America with the cashless society and the cryptocurrency, in America it will have zip, zero, nothing backing it other than the word of the federal government. In China, their cryptocurrency, their cashless society, they have everything that they buy, sell, and trade based on a fundamental foundation of gold in the vault. Now, whether they have that much or not, I don't know, but they claim to have, and that's the difference. I believe we have Greg on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
You know, for those that are believers, you recognize the fulfillment of prophecy is coming about before our very eyes. You know that Revelation 19 text you just cited. You know, we see that coming. We see that coming, and we see the progress toward that end. For those that don't believe, consider this. You know, that just from a a domestic standpoint, do you want the federal government to, if you say something that is not politically correct, for them to shut you down? I mean, today they have folks being deplatformed because they don't agree with the speech of that organization. Therefore, they deplatform them. They demonetize them. If you're, you know, Prager University Online, they'll demonetize you. So all of a sudden, even though millions and millions of people are watching your videos, you can't make anything from it. And, you know, having accounts yanked down, you know, when I say deplatformed, what about Trump with Twitter? Trump is not the only one. Thousands are being deplatformed, literally yanked. You'll have a voice in the world, and all of a sudden, because you say the wrong thing, according to some tech oligarch, you no longer have a voice. Businesses are being debanked, if you will. All of a sudden, well, that bank doesn't agree with what you sell. Oh, you sell guns. You're dangerous. Let's debank you. Let's sever you from any ability to conduct your finances. What happens? What happens when a Chinese type system is in place in America and you don't score high enough on the social scorecard according to some bureaucrat? Therefore, your account is not accessible. As soon as you pull that tweet down, as soon as you pull that post down, we'll open your account back up. Oh, by the way, you need to go back for the past 3 years. You have a lot of posts that we don't agree with. Sorry. Once you pull all those down and apologize, then you can have access to your account again. Folks, we're headed Rick, there so stinking Rick, quick.
You're exactly right. Hang on. We got another caller coming in. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. I was listening to what Dan said and your response to it there. I can go on ad nauseum about RFID technology and its ability to track you. They
yes.
tell you if you want to be safe in the airport, put your credit cards inside of something called a Faraday wallet, which keeps RFID signals from being picked up. All this technology is readily available. Look at your Sun Express Passway. That's just a little chip inside your car, if you've ever looked at it. The only thing that's keeping us from going completely, you know, everything's tracked. Your Android phone, if you look at your Google and your maps in there, that thing is going to tell you where you've been every second of every day, and it'll keep that history for as long as they want. The only saving grace we have right now as Christians is you can put that phone down, you can put that wallet down somewhere or all your credit cards down, you can stuff a $20 bill in your pocket, and you can walk away. You don't have to carry it with you. You don't have to be followed. You don't have to participate. You know, and there, if you look at the way they follow you around when you're on your phone there, you'll be looking up something on your phone. You go home to your computer, and you're going to see ads for you. Just do it. Go home and try it for yourself there, and you'll see how pervasive it is in your life. Anyway,
absolutely.
I just wanted to agree with you guys, and it's a scary, scary thing if you start looking into it.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Thank you so much for your call. I'm looking at an article here. It says, a digital dollar featured in three draft proposals just last week. Leaked early draft shows the end of last week, the U.S. Democratic Party was working on two draft stimulus bills that included plans for a digital greenback to help dispense emergency payments to the U.S. citizens. And it goes on to talk about how that will be carried out. And here's another article that says, U.S. Congress digital dollar hearings taking place today. This was about 2 weeks ago. Why could the United States need to implement a digital dollar? Tune into the hearings. It goes further. It says, flash forward 2 years. China has ramped up its efforts to launch a digital currency of its own. Facebook has attempted to launch a digital global currency network that was seen as a serious threat to the economic status quo. Also, pandemic has developed out of the spread of a disease called the coronavirus, causing massive economic fallout and launching much of the world into recession. While scrambling to launch economic stimulus programs that include quantitative easing and the sending of millions of personal checks, several early drafts of stimulus bills by the United States Congress included something novel, interesting, and totally unprecedented, the mention of digital dollars or cashless society. Now, several months later, U.S. Congress is revisiting the concept of digital dollars with the hearings devoted to entirely to that subject. And the article goes further in making the statement about the digital dollars and what they are wanting to accomplish with that. And their mindset is they've got to keep up with China. We've got to keep up with the globe in that. This article says, while lawmakers eventually decided that the majority of the money would be distributed via direct deposit, paper checks, and EID cards, the mention of possible distribution through the formation of a digital dollar and accompanying digital wallets that would also be created and digitally dispersed to the recipients. And then the final portion of this huge article states this. Bottom line, the concept of digital dollars is no longer considered something frivolous, but in actuality must take place. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're saying today. We're talking about the cashless society, the cryptocurrency, and how that fits into the future prophetic text. Listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible is very, very clear in Revelation chapter 13 that there's coming a day that you can't buy, sell, or trade without the mark, without the 666. By the way, 666, 7 is the number for God, which is perfect. 6 is the number of man. And 666 is the man-centered man, which is the epitome of humanism. And humanism says that man is in control, man is in charge, man is on the throne. And that's what you'll see during the days of the tribulation with the Antichrist seated in the throne of leadership around the globe. And the only way that Antichrist, the man of sin, the lawless one, can control the entire human race. The only way that is possible, ladies and gentlemen, is through what we're calling now the digital chip, the cryptocurrency that will be embedded. Listen, it's not just a matter of having all of your identification in a chip. It's not just a matter, as one of our callers just said, and he's exactly right, where you can be followed today by your iPhone, by your Android phone, by multiple devices. If you got a charge card in your pocket, you can be followed via the RFID reader, which can be either uplink satellite or right there local as you pass through a airport or anything of that nature. But I'm talking about if it's in a embedded chip, so that you have your name, address, telephone number, all of your history, all of your medical records, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You walk into a physician's office, and they just read the chip. It gives all of the updated medical record. If you walk into an airport, you just pass by the RFID reader, and you're automatically given passage because you have your COVID test. It's your COVID pass, and in that COVID pass will be embedded future everything about you, everything about me. But the thing that we're getting to today in this broadcast, not only all of your history, all about you, with the tracking capabilities. In fact, Bill Gates said that with the COVID pass, we'd be able to locate human beings on the face of the globe within a 36-inch square radius, to be able to locate you any place on the globe within a 3-foot square radius. Now, that's pretty pinpointed. And ladies and gentlemen, that will be ultimately the goal of the Antichrist. And that will be the ultimate goal of the one world global dominance, is to be able to find you and trace you. Today, ladies and gentlemen, in China, in the nation of China, they have implemented that. It's been in effect for some time. And ladies and gentlemen, it is the thing that controls all of humanity. Let me just back up a moment, read an article. Federal Reserve is looking into developing digital currency in the United States. And further blurbs in this article. U.S. central bankers have explored the possibility of developing a digital currency that would be directly available to all businesses and all households in America. In September, Representative French Hill and Bill Foster said the central bank should consider a U.S.-backed cryptocurrency to remain competitive with China and other nations. Further in the article, it says, a digital currency backed by the central bank in the largest economy would be unprecedented and raise a host of legal and operational questions. Quote, we're carefully monitoring the activities of other central banks to identify potential benefits that make it relevant for the United States. Further, the article states, we're concerned that the primacy of the U.S. dollar would be in long-range jeopardy. Hear me. This article says they already recognize that the primacy of the U.S. dollar will be in long-range jeopardy for wide adoption of digital fiat currency, according to the lawmakers speaking on the subject. Ladies and gentlemen, they recognize that once the digital currency comes out, if you've got $2 in a shoebox, it'll be worthless unless you turn it into your local bank. It'll be converted to digital currency, uploaded in your chip. And in that chip, you'll be able to walk into a store, buy, sell, and trade. That's exactly how the Antichrist will control you. And that's the way citizens are being controlled today in China. In China today, ladies and gentlemen, a person cannot buy, sell, trade. In China today, they have what is called the social currency system. In the social currency system, you accumulate additional points that you're able to travel, buy, sell, or trade based on whether or not you're a good snitch for the government of China. In China, if you see someone doing something wrong, if you see someone not obeying the crosswalk signs, if you see someone not obeying the government, and you snitch on them, you get additional currency in your social credit system in the nation of China. And if you're a good Chinese and you're following all of their rules, regulations, and guidelines, obeying the master chief authority of the Communist Chinese Party, the Chinese Communist Party, then you're a good boy, you're a good gal. You can go to college, you can buy a car, you can rent an apartment, you can have good medical services. But without that, ladies and gentlemen, in China, you're a left out in the street. You're a nobody. You're nothing. You're treated as a pagan in society. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand as we look at what's happening in China, exactly where we're going in society today. That's exactly what is taking place today. And we're on the fast track for that. Here's an article that says the future of cash, it will disappear or become obsolete. And that's the point that I want to make, ladies and gentlemen. This article says, the case against the future of cash. If you stand back and view the situation from afar, it seems clear that cash's days, that's cash, M-O-N-E-Y, cash's days are numbered. Here's some of the primary reasons why. The rise of electronic payment methods. Not only are there credit and debit cards, but there are also bank transfers, direct deposits, online payments. It's simply too convenient to make payments electronically, particularly with the internet, as well as with the fact that the merchants and the vendors can now be hundreds and thousands of miles away. In a real way, electronic payments just travel better and work better than cash historically has. Greg, what do you say to that?
We are headed for a calamity that will make what took place with the Weimar Republic look like child's play. Now, folks need to keep in mind the hyperinflation that took place in Germany with the lead up to the Führer, Adolf Hitler, taking power. It was, I mean, it looked like Venezuela. Venezuela experienced 22,000% inflation in a single year with their experiment in socialism. That sort of calamity has folks that will run, they will cling to anyone that offers relief. I say that day is coming. The Federal Reserve Bank today has nearly total economic power. I mean, they're playing manipulation games. We have a suppressed Federal Reserve yield, our Treasury yield, based on the Federal Reserve Bank buying debt. We need to have a macroeconomic talk one day on the air so we can, you know, hash some of these things out. But they've been buying, folks. You know, we see how the Federal Reserve Bank manipulates interest rates. They have much more power than the President of the United States, but they don't have total power. In this type of a system, with a digital currency, they'll be able to control all the way down to your purchase of, you know, Hubble Bubble Bubble Gum at your Magic Market. You know, that ages me, doesn't it? I don't think they have Hubble Bubble Bubble Gum anymore.
Probably can't find it.
But the reality is, the Federal Reserve Bank, with their near totalitarian control economically across the United States and economic power around the world, they still lack this little personal element where they can't reach all the way down to your personal interactions between other folks with cash. But once you go cashless, guess what? They've got you. 100% the bureaucracy has you.
Yes.
They have their thumb on you. If you step outside their bounds, they'll crush you. Today in China, they will crush you if you step outside their bounds.
If you give to the wrong party, if you buy the wrong merchandise, let's just back up and put it in the picture where it really is. If you give tithes and offerings to your church on cryptocurrency, on this electronic currency, that's not acceptable in the future tense, because after all, under the new Equality Act they've just passed, if that is signed into law, then you being in a church, you speaking God's word, that's hate crime, and they're not going to tolerate hate crime. And therefore, the point, ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand is, with a full cashless society, with the cryptocurrency and the U.S. Treasury's on the fast track going into that direction for us, and may I say this, and I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, as the little book of Amos says, but I want us to understand, I believe that, and I'm saying this very dogmatically, within the next 12 months, we will see a cashless society, or the very first, going to first base with it in the United States
of
America.
Here's an article. It's emerging today.
It's emerging today. We're watching it.
Building and growing.
Here's an article that says the U.S. dollar will soon be fully digital. By the way, it's not just Democrats doing this. This article says that's how Republican Senator Tom Cotton put it during a recent State Banking Committee meeting discussing the digital dollar. He went on, the U.S. dollar has kept earning at that place in the global payment system. It's better than Bitcoin. It has to be better than the Chinese yuan. He focused on it further, and he says the Federal Reserve will be the sole entity that can issue, and any like cryptocurrency, it will be programmable money. Hear that, programmable money. And what they're doing, Greg, and I don't know if you're familiar with this, you perhaps are, the Bitcoin now, the U.S. Treasury Department and the U.S. Department of Justice, they're in the process now of declaring that Bitcoin has to be regulated, and they have to allow Bitcoin to show every dollar in, every dollar out, every transaction made. They're doing that to diminish Bitcoin so that the Federal Reserve can set up the e-currency for America.
They're plugging in control methodologies. These folks are all, both parties, as you point out, it seems like there are a lot of fascist or authoritarian tendencies. They want to be able to control every nitpicking element of your life. And with that level of control and the political correctness that we're getting to in the culture, it doesn't smack of freedom at all. This system has grown far beyond its constitutional authority.
In fact, Greg, we've got about a minute left. Let me just read a brief blurb here. Any digital dollar will be controlled as a centralized project by the Federal Reserve Bank. Further, it says support for the idea of digital dollar, whether blockchain-based or not, seems to be growing. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said earlier this week it makes full sense for the central bank to consider issuing our own digital currency in America. Quote, too many Americans don't have access to easy payment systems and banking accounts, and I think this is something that the digital dollar through a central bank digital currency can help us to accomplish in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, the thing that I want to leave with you understanding is that we're in the last of the last days. We have, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the prophetic text of the Word of God leap off the pages. And so, Greg, what do you say in the last 15 seconds that our listeners need to understand?
Listen, when it's dark for the believer, it's gloriously dark.
Amen.
My God is still on his throne. Look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. We're almost there, folks.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.